Something for the weekend. It's Saturday, it's Trina, and that means that our money man, Paul Merriman, is back from askpaul.ie. Morning, Paul, how are you?
Good morning, Trina. How are things? I'm great, thank you.
Good. Now, thousands of credit union members are being asked to withdraw some of their savings because there's caps now being imposed on deposit accounts. And I know a lot of credit unions have a limit of 15 grand now in adults accounts, but for children as well, they've brought in this cap of 5,000. So a lot of parents listening right now, they may have been saving the children's allowance in there, and it really does rack up quite quickly if you're doing it religiously every single month. They do? Where is the best place to go? Because I've just been calculating it there on the calculator. So €140 a month for your children's allowance. Multiply that by 12 months of the year, that's 1,680 a year. So based on these new 5k cap rules, by the time they're three, you've already saved €5,040, therefore you're over the cap. So where's the best place to put it?
Yeah, so I think let's discuss firstly why they're doing this. So interest rates are extremely low throughout the world at the moment. That's the deposit rate you're getting. So if you're in the bank, you usually get an interest rate on your money every year, and that's fallen practically to zero or just a little bit above zero. You might get 0.5, you're lucky 0.5% with some banks. So what happens is the credit unions actually take your money and they put your money on deposit. They lend it out to other people and they put it on deposit with some institutions as well. Those institutions are now charging negative interest rates. Okay, so it's going to cost the credit union to put your money on deposit with a bank or a bigger lending institution. So in this case, this is why they're capping these kind of accounts at 15,000. You find the bigger credit unions are going to do this quicker than smaller credit unions because they're going to have an issue in that when they put their money away, they're going to be negatively impacted. And that means when they go to give you back your money, they have to put a bit of a top up with it in their own back pocket, which they don't want to do and they don't really like doing, obviously. So in this case, the credit union wrote to everyone and wrote letters to most people saying you are in a situation where you can't hold any more than 15 grand or 5 grand, as you mentioned. Now, what should you do? In my opinion, if you're a person, say a mum or dad or a single person, whatever it is, you have more than 15 grand in credit union, and you don't need that money for at least a couple of years or 3 years, you need to invest your money because the credit union is giving you practically 0% as well. And inflation is the cost of goods going up every year. Inflation is going to probably start to pick up with quite some speed when we come out of lockdown and come back out of COVID-19 and it's normal life again, I suppose. And this means that your money is actually losing money in real terms. And that the cost of your money, the cost of goods are going up, but your money is staying stagnant at 0%. So I think that if you have more, you shouldn't really, for children's allowance as well, that €140, most people invest that for second level education, which is probably 12 years away for most kids, at zero. And then for 18 years of age, for third level college education, you need to invest that €140 per month. Over a 10-year period, kind of 5 to 6 year period, somebody's funds that you invest in should be getting you at least 4 to 6% if you're getting good advice around the funds you're picking. And that's versus 0% in the credit union, the post office or the bank. So I do think it's really worthwhile now getting a financial advisor, getting a financial planner and talking about how you can make your money work harder for you and making sure the risk appetite is suitable to you, you understand the markets, how they work, and get invested, because this thing of this nonsense of 0% on your money for 10 years plus is just, it's madness.
There's people, Paul, listening right now who hear the word investment and they go, oh, not a hope, terrifies them. Yeah. Is there such a thing as no risk investment, or is it always a little bit risky?
No, it's always a little bit risky, but people need to realize, trainers, that the best of markets will go up and down in value, but the longer you leave your money there, the more chance you have of getting a really good return. So if you look at the best of markets, over every 3 year period, you expect to have 2 years which are good or good returns or positive returns, and maybe 1 year of a negative return. The thing people need to realize is that the funds that I would particularly use in my practice, they never have gone to zero. You can't put like 100 grand in or 20 grand in or whatever your figure is. It will go up and down in value. And the trick is not to take your money out when it's down. Now, that might sound logical, but if you have little Johnny and you're saving his children's allowance up to age 18 years of age, And when he gets to 18 years of age, let's say you have €50,000 with his investment account, and it falls by 10 or 15%, you don't need all of Johnny's money tomorrow. You know, you need a bit of it tomorrow, and you need it over the 4 years. So there's always time for the market to recover, and it's just being sensible and having really good, I suppose, financial planning advice for people to explain this. But to give you an example, one of the funds I use, the Zero Dynamic Fund, I was speaking about on Instagram, but the Zero Dynamic Fund has done 10% plus per I think it's 11% actually, on average every year since 1989, is a 30-year term, obviously 21 years. And then since the last 10 years, it's done over 10% per year. Now, in 2019, I think the fund, 2018, the fund was down 5%, and the following year, it was up 19%. Does that make sense? So you're going to get some years where it's bad, some years that it's good. But on average, you're looking for a fund with a really good track record. And this fund invests in 400 companies around the world, and managers over 1.6 billion. And anyone can get access to that for €75 per month.
Okay.
So it's something that I think absolutely everybody needs to put a little bit of their money in. It's not all your money. It's not all your disposable income. And it might be a case where you say, look, I've got €3,000 or €4,000 in the credit union. I'm going to leave that there, and I'm going to put all the future €140 into the investment account.
Okay, I get you. So is there a chance though, Paul, at the end? Is there a chance at the end? I know you say it goes up and down, but that you could get nothing.
No, it's very rare that you take your money out when it's down in value. So again, it depends on what advice you're getting. If you're not getting good advice, or you don't take any advice, and you take the money out when the market's down, it's very foolish. It's a bit silly, in my opinion. But yeah, there is tax rate. The tax is 41%, but it's done by these companies for you. The tax is done. You have to make a tax return. It's 41% called exit tax, and that's sent off the revenue on your behalf. When you exit the fund, they're on the 8-year anniversary. So in this case, if you have a baby, a newborn baby, and you're going to try and get the baby to 18 years of age, they'll be tax paid the 8th year, the 16th year, and then when you exit them. But it's not double tax, it's the tax for that point, if you like.
All those pandemic babies, the pandemic boom babies as well, that'll be on the way.
They'd be well sorted if they go into that fund with their children after trying to get the third level education.
There's something, well, Paul, about, you know, the way you'd bring your child down to the credit union and you'd get them to put their money in, like you kind of show them how to save. And we were shown when we were children, you went to, what was it? I think it was TSB, and you had the money box and all that, the junior savers account. And it kind of got them into habits.
The HIPPO at Ulster Bank. They actually still do that. Ulster Bank is, that actually, it's fair play for next that training, because I love the Ulster Bank account for kids, because the Ulster Bank accounts have the Henry the Hippo, I think it's called. You put your money into the Hippo account, and then you can bring it down to the bank and you can lodge it. They haven't got it. It's a very, very small interest rate, but it's not too bad for kids. I think they give them a couple of quid to start the account off, three of them for 6 months or something. But the Henry Hippo with Ulster Bank is a really good account. I think it's a very, very clever account. But again, I think they're probably going to disappear with the interest rates because of this negative interest. Listeners need to realise that on deposits and keeping your money safe and there, what you deem as safe is costing you money in the long term because of inflation. You need to get your money keeping up with inflation. And, you know, if you're getting zero on deposit and inflation is 1 or 1.5 or even 2% over the next 10 years, you're technically losing 2% of your money every year. But look, I think those kids' accounts are great. The other thing is for the children's accounts, remember the squirrel? I had the post office squirrel account.
Oh, that's the one, the
Yes, and you got stamps in school, and you build the stamps up to 10 quid and you get to cash it in then, but you couldn't cash it in if you got the €10. So it's a great way to help kids save. I think that's it's a really good idea. But I think the credit union though, train as well. Like, I remember my mom got me the credit union at a young age. I loved it. It was great. I used to go up with her and used to put the money in. She's collected for my sisters and various things at the time. But also my mom gave me a bit of bad advice then in relation to taking a loan with the credit union. And I was told to take a loan as soon as we could at 18 to get this credit rating. And that's nonsense. Yeah. I often find people keep their money in the credit union when they have loans and they have shares, and their shares might be worth more than their loan. And you're basically borrowing your own money back. You know, so if anyone listening today has a credit union loan for, say, €5,000 and they've €6,000 or €5,100 in shares, they need to clear that loan with their shares today, because they're basically paying 6 to 8% for their own money, which is even worse than having 0% interest.
I know.
So,
yeah.
I do think the credit unions are great. I think they're a great place to start saving, but I think there's an awful lot of bad habits passed down from generation to generation, which is that type of always borrow from the credit union, never use your shares, always borrow. That's nonsense. I mean, you're getting people literally borrowing their own money back off someone for 6 to 8%, which I don't think is a great solution, to be honest. So just be careful. I think they're great to put the emergency money together. that 5 grand or 10 or 15 grand, I think it's a lovely place to hold your emergency money. So if something goes wrong, you can access it. It's deemed to be, like I said, accessible, and there's, you don't have to worry about markets. But anything over that 15K or that 5 grand for children's accounts, I'd be encouraging people to really reach out to get good financial planning and investment advice.
Paul, can you just talk us through very, very simply, if somebody does want to invest, what are the steps? Where do they go to and how does it happen? I mean, is it taken out of their bank account every month or what happens and how do they know where they stand?
Yeah, so there's an investment, again, the one I use, like loads of information. Actually, what I do with all my followers is I invest on a monthly basis on the 15th of every month. Now, I started putting in €500 and then put up to 750 from January. Now, some people are putting in €75 and some people are putting in up to 1500 quid a month and big lump sums into it, but it's for everybody and anybody. But what you do is you set up the accounts, we set up for you last fall, and then you can put in on a monthly basis through direct debit. Direct debit goes into the account we use in Zurich, and you get an online portal with Zurich. You can log in at any stage, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and see what your money's worth. Is it up, is it down, and what the value of it is? And last year was phenomenal. The fund did over 14%. And again, while it's sit on the deposit, but I don't hold all my money in there. Trade again. It's like I can afford a 750 per month. I can put it in and not have to worry about it. And then, like I said, some people put in 200 quid or 1,000 or whatever it is. So it should never be all your money. It should be just the money that you don't need access to for at least 3 years. And you would hope that over a 3 year period, that you'd be hopefully getting in between 4 to 6%. It's not way more. It's not way more over the last 10 years. But it's that simple. You just set up a direct debit, set up the account, and away you go. And you get financial planning advice. And every month, every week, you get an email explaining what's happening in the market, just a kind of bit of knowledge share in the group. And then every month, you get a video. And I log into my Zurich account live online and show all the followers why it's up, why it's down. I know it hasn't actually, it's been up. It's done really well the last 6 or 8 months. But it's that easy. It's just a direct debit.
That's nice.
And then just try and take it back in mind, don't use this money for 3 to 5 years. So if you can afford 75 or 200 quid, whatever it is, it's really worthwhile doing.
And are there big fees involved, Paul, in investing?
There's fees. I wouldn't class them as big fees. Depends on, there's a few different types of contracts, but they usually range around 1.25 to 1.5% per annum. But again, if you're making that 4 to 6% that's coming off your growth, then also we have mentioned earlier on, there's exit tax on your growth as well. So when you're taking the charge of the tax, you need to be getting a really good return or to get a good net return after tax and after charges for yourself. And that's why really good. Like I find some clients have some of these accounts with other companies or other advisors, which is fine, obviously. But, you know, they might be in a really low risk and they might be getting 2% of a return. But then you're saying, hold on, you're getting only 2% on your management charge, your exit tax, you might as well be in the post office for credit union at that stage. So you need to, although these funds are risk rated, you think that maybe if it's a high risk fund, high risk means that it has a high equity portfolio. There's more stocks and shares in that investment than maybe other investments that have low volume of stocks and shares. But I think if you're going to invest, you need to invest in stocks and shares. You need to have a very high equity exposure. And once it's explained properly to you, and you understand how it works, and you have someone there to hold your hand, and it does, they'll decrease in value and be able to tell you why that's happening, you have the better chance of staying in that fund and making really good long-term returns.
And Paul, for anybody who doesn't want to invest, am I asking a stupid question by asking you, is there any particular bank where it's worth putting your money into?
In fairness, if you go on to switcherbank.ie, it's a really good government site, backed by the Central Bank of Ireland, and you can see what different deposit rates are there as well for all the various different companies. Some of them, I think KBC have a quite good account where it's almost up towards 1% of your savings. I think it's up to €1,000 over a few years. It's not bad. The post office state savings is good. Sorry, it's not good in my opinion, but it's a good option for people that want no volatility or their funds going up and down in value. I think that's in around 1 or 1.2% now over 10 years. Now, just be careful of that. Somebody rang me today or sent me an Instagram message the other day, said I'm getting 10% in the government post office account or the government state savings. Like it's 1% a year over 10 years, not 10% per year. So, you know,
if you're getting 10%, take it and run.
If you're getting 10%, I'd be taking it and running. I wouldn't be anywhere else. But again, just you need, in my opinion, reaching out to a financial advisor and working with somebody, even if it is staying in the post office or going somewhere, just being knowledgeable about what you have and someone being able to explain it to you in plain English and understand why you're doing certain things or what the risks are, is a very worthwhile exercise for absolutely everybody.
Is this not going to be terrible news for the credit unions? I know they are writing out to people saying, please withdraw your money. If everyone's doing it and taking out more than they anticipated, it's probably not great news either.
No, it's not great news. you feel sorry for the credit union. Again, people fail to realise how money operates, how money works. So when you like say, when you go into the credit union take that money in, and they'd usually send it to a bank. So not to get too complicated this, but you know, if you put money in the credit union, €100,000, €10,000, say, and you put €10,000 in the credit union, they would have probably been in the past been able to make 1 or 2% on that off a big institution. You know, they're told that they're there and they get paid that a year, and then they give you back maybe 0.5% a year, or making 1.5% on your money. But now a situation where they're being charged to hold your money with these institutions, so it's costing them for you to put money in the credit union. So they don't want the money in the credit union because it's costing them, basically. That's why they're writing out and forcing people to take the money out. So yeah, it's just a big change in how the money supply is being worked around the globe, really. And like I said, I think it's really important for people to educate themselves on money and get financial planning advice and investment advice and understand what you can and can't do and how things work. And it's always worth it. In my opinion, it'd be always worth an hour's conversation with a financial advisor planner to be able to bring you through that and try and understand why that's happened to your money. But yeah, it's not great for the credit unions, really.
Yeah, and surely as well, it'll mean them being less able to give out loans as willy nilly as they have done in the past. It used to be a case you drop in, could I get a loan for whatever? Oh yeah, the cheque could be here for you at 8 o'clock tonight.
They're actually still quite good at the loans. Because see, that's where they make their money, you see. So if you go in, you borrow off the credit union for 6%, you know, like I said, they're probably making a handy 1 or 2% on your money in deposits. Now that's gone. So they're quite active at lending at the moment, and they're quite good. They're not trying to diss the credit union, some of the loans that you're on, but they're a great support for people to get and borrow money without having to go through the rigmarole or the stress of the banks. And they do provide an amazing service, a lot of people out there. But like I said, you have to be careful with your own money and make sure you're not being charged interest in your own money either. So if you have a loan and you have shares, I'd be encouraging you to try and clear those loans.
Okay, interesting stuff. Investing, it doesn't sound too bad at all, Paul. There is Paul Merriman from askpaul.ie, and of course always available to give you advice, and his Instagram is hopping every week. He's like a celeb on it, answering all your questions, and it's Ask Paul Now, so you can follow Paul there. Thanks so much, Paul. We'll chat to you next week.
Thank you so much, Trina. Appreciate
this
that.
This is something for the weekend. It's Classic Hits.